Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese. It's a Monday. We announce a Levi coming up at about 2:45. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks, holla at you, boy.
Man.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. It's a snowy Monday. It's raining here in the city right now. I got probably up in the Poconos where I live, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow. So I'm going to have to go home and shovel. But
there you go.
Hope everybody's doing well out there and okay. So Carson Wentz, I guess shortly after we got off the air on Friday, put out his goodbye message to Philadelphia and thanking the fans and the organization and whatever else, blah, 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 blah. So that kind of, you know, almost completely closed the chapter of Carson Wentz when it becomes official and the trade can become official. You know, I guess that'll be the final thing. But he's gone now, and now if you're an Eagle fan, now the Eagles have to now look to the future and say, like, all right, is Jalen Hurts the guy? Are we going to draft a quarterback? What are we going to do? And believe me, we have lots of time to talk about that. So let's try to at least – I feel like there's at least one more day, and I want to talk about this. Carson Wentz. You know, how are we going to handle this as Eagles fans? I know that we've talked about this a little bit, and I know there's been a lot of over-the-top love for Carson Wentz to where people are rooting for Carson Wentz and not rooting for the Eagles, which
That's just silly.
Well, it is silly. Like, Jack Fritz is apparently going to be one of those people that does that, which is ridiculous. But let me tell you how I feel today about Carson Wentz, about him leaving Philadelphia. I'm mad. I'm mad at Carson Wentz. I am. I'm mad at the situation. I'm mad that he wanted out. I'm mad that after he got benched, he goes to his agent, and they decide, you know what, it's probably best for me if I move on. So, bad year? Instead of saying, you know what, we'll be back next year, I'm going to work harder, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, we're going to come back, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be a better player next year, trade me. And not only trade me, but trade me to pretty much the only destination that I want to go to, the Indianapolis Colts. So I will absolutely not be rooting for Carson Wentz in any capacity, anywhere that he goes. Not this year, not next year, not any year. Carson Wentz, he quit. He literally quit. He had a bad season, and he quit. He quit on his teammates. He quit on the Eagles. He quit on the city, to where I don't understand how any Eagle fan could call in here today and side with Carson Wentz and blame Howie Roseman and blame the Eagles. And I get it, Ike. Like, Howie Roseman's done a poor job constructing this roster. The organization isn't very good right now. It's a mess. Like, all those things can be true, but at the same time, does it mean that you say, you know what, I'm out. I'm leaving. Like, no one else did that. Nobody else on this team did that. No one else is trying to say, I need to be gone. In fact, I don't remember the last time any athlete in Philadelphia decided that he needed to be traded, especially, what, after one bad year? He was in a playoff game the year before. This is ridiculous. His behavior is outrageous, and I'm mad. Like, literally, I'm mad. Now it's finally over, and I look at it and say, man, this dude's got a lot of balls. Now he just wants to be traded like that?
Weak. What would you have liked for him to do?
Come back and get back to the quarterback that he was in 2019 and and before that.
Okay.
That's what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting for him to ask out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, neither was I. Neither was I. But, I'm not in his head. I'm not in that locker room. You know, I'm not sure how wanted he felt, right? We can all understand, or from our view, look at it and say, well, listen, we want you here. You know, the LTBB wants you here, brother. We understand. We want you here. You got fans here and people outside of the LTBB who are Eagles fans who believe in you still, or who believed in you still as a quarterback. They want you here. They want you to go prove that you are what we think you are. I get that. And I get it. And I wouldn't be honest with myself if I didn't admit that a small part of me is disappointed. Being a Wentz fan, a small part of me is disappointed that A, it didn't work out, B, it got to this point, and C, that for whatever reason, he didn't have it in him to fight to be an Eagles quarterback anymore. Now, listen, whether it's unless somebody writes a book or what have you, we'll be trying to figure out how it got to this point, and could the Eagles have done more? Could Carson have stayed and fought through it? But here's the bottom line. Here's why I'm not mad at him. And here's why I believe some other people aren't necessarily mad at him, even though they may be a little disappointed that it's gotten to this. I'm a little more understanding of him wanting a fresh start. I just understand how someone who has gone through the circumstance that he's gone through could say, you know what? I tried to fight the good fight. I tried. It just doesn't appear like it's in the cards for me here. Maybe a fresh start is what's best for all involved. When you start talking about trying to overcome the love and adulation of Nick Foles, who's the Super Bowl MVP, trying to win your locker room back, overcoming the physical trauma that your body went through to try to get back to the level that you were playing at as an elite quarterback in this league. You're dealing with that while at the same time you're dealing with adversity on the field because the team isn't having as much success. And now you got a teammate who has basically gone rogue and blamed you for everything that's going wrong. You're a bad teammate. Nobody likes you in the locker room. This is the image of perception that's being painted by some teammates. There's some anonymous teammates. And you address that. And you admit, you know what? I may not agree with everything that was in that article, but I can see how some things could have been interpreted. And I can understand where I need to work on being a better leader, a better teammate. You open up and say those things. Then you go out the next year. Team fights through injuries, up and down season. Another leak comes out. The moment adversity hits, team doesn't pull together. Somebody else wants to start some mess that involves you. You get the team in the playoffs. Once you get things together, you get injured. To no fault of your own, you just get injured. You feel like you've won your locker room back. You feel like you finally got the fan base back to where, you know what? I'm not hearing, well, you didn't win the Super Bowl. You didn't carry the team to anything. You haven't proven yourself to the locker room. After 2019, I would imagine he thought, man, I've finally cleared that hurdle. Now we can just go forward and get better and build on it. And then they draft Jalen Hurts. Now the Eagles have to answer for why they drafted Jalen Hurts. Should Carson have handled it better? I think we all will agree that he probably should have handled that better. And not let it affect him as much on the field. But now you're going through this, and seemingly you're being pushed out there as if everything is your fault. Your head coach doesn't seem to be connected with you. So now you start to feel, whoa, hold on. Is this right? Like, and then you get benched. So I can understand from his mental point of view, like, man, this has been a lot. And you know what? I don't know if I can fight this one. I've been benched. You got stories coming out again. I'm a terrible teammate. I'm uncoachable. Mm-hmm. All this stuff again. I got to go fight this again. You know what? Maybe it's just best that we all just part ways.
Mutually agree that it's better for both sides.
Yeah, part ways. Whatever. You know, I'm
so your understanding of the situation.
I do. And listen, it's not what I wanted. I wanted him here.
Mm-hmm.
I envisioned him playing here his entire career, but it didn't work out that way.
It did not.
And I'm not going to sit here and blame the Eagles for everything either. I'm not going to do that. They do hold some blame and some fault in this.
Certainly.
But so does he. But here's the thing that I'll say. At some point, athletes are going to do what they think is best for their career. And that's what he did, basically. Whether we like it or not. That's what Deshaun Watson is trying to do in Houston. What's best for his career.
Yep.
Like that's what these guys are doing. So I listen, I don't like it. But I get it. I get it.
All right. Took the easy way out in my mind. Took the easy way out. He did. Like the going gets tough. I'm out. I'm gone. You know, and like all everything that he's been through here, and he's been through it, Ike. He's been through it. It hasn't been an easy run for him. Absolutely. Like, and I think you said it, like everybody there's blame to go around to where we ended up right? I'm surprised that I'm still, now that it's over, and just looking back, I'm shocked that he's gone. I am shocked that he's gone. Even after he got benched, and I know everybody said, like, you bench a quarterback.
This is where we're headed.
This is where we're headed. And even with even saying that, it's like, yeah, but then he asked out.
Yeah.
He asked out. And, like, I don't think the Eagles are ready for it. I don't think the fans are ready for it. I know, like, people that don't like Wentz, that they were happy to see him go. Okay, well, I wasn't necessarily happy to see him go. I'm happy it's over with. I mean, with everything that happened, now I'm being like, all right, dude, you don't want to be here, then go. Goodbye. Like, this is not an easy place to play. I get it. It is not. I mean, this is what he's going to experience in Indianapolis. I think it's going to be a lot like Scott Rolen when he went to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Not a negative atmosphere, very positive. They liked their team. There wasn't a lot of conversations about the team not being good or the player being this or the player being that. Like, he's going to go to Indianapolis, and he's going to be like, wow, this is awesome. Yeah. I don't have to deal with this.
I mean, you think Andy didn't enjoy going to Kansas City?
I'm sure it was much different for him going out there.
How
yes, absolutely.
Nelson going to Vegas.
Well, screw him. 215-592-9494.
Did he not play better last year?
But he also played well here.
Yeah, 1 year, I'm just saying. He didn't have the pressure. He didn't. Guess when he didn't play well? When we needed him to be the number one guy.
When he was under pressure to be the first round draft pick.
Yeah.
It's not easy to play here. And if Carson Wentz couldn't hack it, then I'm glad he's gone. I guess I'm just mad that he acted out. Or the asked out. 215-592-9494. As we are more removed from the Wentz trade, are you more mad at Carson or understanding of Carson's situations? 215-592-9494. We'll start with the phone calls coming up next. 245, we announced the Levi, and it's the best 76er of the 2000s. That's coming up at 245, and we'll get to your phone calls coming up next. The Wentz trade, more mad or understanding of the Carson Wentz situation? We open the phone lines next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. 245, the Levi Awards, the best 76er of the 2000s.
Ho, ho, ho!
And it's only down between two people.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy is not one of the...
He's not?
Initials AI is one of them, but it's not Andre Iguodala.
It is pretty disrespectful to a future Hall of Famer to not have him in the mix.
At least in the mix, man.
No, it's not disrespectful.
They want a title? Who else want a title?
I don't know.
That were drafted by the Sixers.
That's a good question. Three times?
No, three times. Yeah. You're right.
Great. Well, he was not considered. He wasn't even a role player on the role player list, was he? That's what he should have been.
That's where he should have been.
Where he should have been.
He was the star of that team, though. He wasn't a role player of that team. He played like a role player, but that doesn't change the fact.
He is a role player. But anyway, it's too much time spent on Iguodala. So that's coming up in a half hour, 2:45. We'll announce the winner. We actually have a sealed envelope that they're bringing into me.
Yeah, I heard.
We don't even know who it is.
Like security bringing it in, right?
Yes. There's an accounting firm that is right, auditing everything.
Yes.
All right, so our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. When you're shopping for the diamond engagement ring of your dreams, buy from the home team of Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop local and shop online at marks-jewelers.com. As we are more removed from the Carson Wentz trade, Jack Fritz, are you more mad at Carson or understanding of Carson?
I've actually become more understanding of Carson as this whole thing has gone on. I was mad that he was trying to block the trade, but then I kind of took a step back and said, well, why wouldn't I? Like, ultimately, what Carson did here was he tried to take control of his situation here again, because I think he kind of lost it while he was here. He was at rock bottom, and all he really tried to do was take control of it again. So I've become more understanding of Carson. I will be rooting hard for Carson out in Indianapolis, and I can't wait to see what he does.
Why are you rooting hard
because
for Carson?
Because I've been over this. I want to be right about Carson. I felt like he was a top 10 quarterback in the league. I was ripped for it. I got into it with Giglio, all the guys here. And listen, it's not a bad
Plain
thing.
Plain and simple, it's about you.
Yeah, it's all about me. I want to be right. I want to be right about Carson. And if he does well in Indianapolis, it'll prove that it was the Eagles' fault, not his fault.
All right.
The
all petty, right.
The pettiness is that, I mean, you got to give him that. He doesn't mind putting it out there. That's petty.
Yep. Yep. The draft picks that they gave up to get Carson Wentz, mm-hmm. the new contract that he signed, the success that the team was having before 2020, and then the first sign of the team is bad, Carson Wentz struggles, trade me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ike, maybe you're right. This is just a new way of the athlete in 2021,
yeah.
and I got to get used to it. But doesn't mean I have to like it.
No, I mean, listen, I hear you there, and I'm pretty much where Jack is at. I mean, I think that's why his pettiness was impressive to me.
No problem.
Yeah.
His pettiness usually is impressive.
It knows no bounds.
It was right on. It was spot on, brother. I couldn't even add much to that. That was pretty good.
But wouldn't you have liked to see him do it here, Jack? Wouldn't you like to have improved?
I know, but
of course
here?
He wanted. You're asking the dude who would actually give the Super Bowl back if Wentz would be the winner of the Super Bowl.
Yes, and I would give the Super Bowl back for Wentz and never tear his ACL. Yeah,
right. Yes, he's
right.
That guy.
Right. So even a little bit part of you isn't disappointed that it couldn't happen here.
I got to the point where I was like, it's just never going to happen here. Like, I just didn't think.
I held on to the bitter end.
Even if they brought him back, it never felt like it was fully going to be him. It was never going to be his team. They tried. They put, window dressing on it, but it was never fully him.
Jack, I agree that I felt like that it seemed like that it was never really going to work out here. And I think that it's just, it is the player. Not everybody is built to be able to handle the nonsense that comes with being a quarterback
in
Philadelphia.
Yeah, but isn't that our fault?
Yeah,
no.
I don't know, man. I think it's the circumstances. You tell me the quarterback that could have overcame that. Like seriously, I mean, those are some difficult circumstances to overcome. I thought he would be able to do it. If you want me to admit anything that I was wrong about with Carson, it's that. I thought he would be able to overcome the Super Bowl, the injury, all of that, and really put his career back on the right track that it was on.
He did
prior
that.
To him was being no, he didn't. Obviously, he didn't.
Well, 2019, you're right.
Yeah,
it seemed like everything was like finally we're back to where Carson Wentz is. It's his team again. He just drug his team to the playoffs. Like finally, we're back to where we are.
Yeah,
and then last year,
they kept Alshon in the building, and who knows how many minds he poisoned in the building. With young players because of his thoughts.
Can't argue with it.
The same nonsense came out again when adversity hit early in the year. Deion Sanders. How many guys Deion Sanders know on this team? Right? So
was Alshon the one that stole his stuff after the game? That was a whole weird situation.
Oh, we got to get in that later, man.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Come on, Prime.
What is going on?
Yeah,
this is the oddest thing I've ever seen. Let's go to Rasheem. Rasheem in North Philly. Hi, Sheem. How are you?
Sheem.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
What's up, Sheem?
What's up, Sheem?
What's up? Actually, I thought Alshon did a great job by saying what he said because it opened everybody's eyes to the nonsense Carson was doing. So I look at it the other way around. And for Carson, he wants to have some type of attitude because they drafted a quarterback. He was a 22-year-old quarterback at that. And he wanted to get traded because of that without competition. It's crazy to me because Donovan McNabb went through so much scrutiny in this town,
mm-hmm.
and he was never given the ample opportunities and excuses that Carson Wentz had. And Carson Wentz only been here for 5 years. Donovan McNabb had to go through this for how long? 10 years of constantly getting scrutinized, and he went to the Super Bowl even though he didn't win it. But you know, it just won a lot of playoff games,
Rasheem.
Right, and I understand that Carson Wentz hasn't won a playoff game or hasn't even played a whole playoff game in full. So I'm unsympathetic to Carson Wentz because I've seen what Don McNabb had to continuously go through and continuously get thrown under the bus by people who never played the sport. So I'm sorry, I have no sympathy to that man. You know, see you later, bye.
Mm.
All right,
Sheem.
He's gone.
Appreciate it. Yeah, he is.
He's
gone. I am a bit surprised, and we'll see it when the emotion settles down, at how many people, not only mad at the Eagles, but so mad at the Eagles that I'm rooting for Carson Wentz. Screw the Eagles. I don't even care if the Eagles win games. I'm rooting for Carson. You know, and I just totally don't understand that. I can understand Wentz fans saying, no, I'm going to root for Carson. I still like Carson. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out here. But rooting against the Eagles because of Carson Wentz, like Carson Wentz wasn't like, this wasn't all Eagles and none of this was Carson Wentz, right? Like the Eagles contributed to where they were. Just like a lot of teams and a lot of organizations have bad years. That's what the Eagles had last year. They had a bad year, right? They contributed to that. That's where they were. right? But normally quarterbacks just don't ask out after the one bad year.
Yeah, you know what, though? I hear you there. But here's what I would – here's the what I would throw in there as a question. Didn't Doug basically do the same thing?
Didn't Doug do the same
thing? Yeah, Doug Peterson, yes.
What do you mean?
Doug Peterson didn't walk away from his job? Did he even say, I'm out?
I mean, we can speculate that's what he did.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is that when we say nobody wanted to leave and nobody else wanted out or what have you, well, Doug wasn't trying to stay. He could have stayed under the conditions in which the Eagles wanted him to stay under. I don't think the Eagles wanted to fire Doug Peterson after the season. I don't think the Eagles, just like I don't think their intention was to trade Carson Wentz when the season ended. But with those two guys, they certainly didn't feel comfortable remaining in this situation.
Right.
And they chose. Now, Wentz isn't going to sit out a season or what have you, so he asked for a trade, and Doug just basically decided, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. This thing can't be the way I want it to be, and I can't have my staff here. You know what? I'm out.
He did. I think that's fair.
So, the Eagles, I'll say this again. I don't believe at the end of the season it was their intention to move on from Wentz or fire Doug. The problem is I don't believe they understood the ramifications and the impact of benching him and all the other stuff that's out there had impacted him to where it made him not want to stay here and fight anymore over that.
Clearly. Oh, clearly. Yeah, no, I think they were shocked when it was, you're out.
Like,
they
probably
realized there were some things to smooth over and they need to work
and
build
wouldn't
it back up.
Budge, he wouldn't change his mind is what happened.
Yep.
All right, like, okay, we gave him a couple weeks to calm down or what have you, and he still hasn't changed his mind.
Yep. Let's go to Chris in Ridley Park. Chris, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
All right, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Thank you.
I just want to put a new perspective on this. If you were a quarterback on a team like the Eagles, and you're talking about him having given up and quitting on the team and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think the team quit on this season, and I think he knew he had to prove himself this coming season or he was going to be out anyway. And it was just going to make him look bad. You got an offensive line that can't protect. Every time I watch a game, I watch Tony Romo or Chris Collinsworth circling all the receivers saying no one's getting any separation. Where can he go with the ball? Okay? Then right. You go into a draft. We're all sitting here talking. I listen to you guys a lot. We all know we need a ton of players,
mm-hmm.
and yet we have $71.5 million deficit on the salary cap, so you know it can't come from free agency, so it's got to be the draft. So he's watching the draft like all the rest of us, waiting to see what kind of help we get. Is it going to be receivers, linemen? I mean, Jason Peters has been done for 3 years. Lane Johnson's one more hit on the performance enhancing
right,
drugs
and they took a quarterback in the second round.
Is the last chance you really have to get a starter. Third starts getting real sketchy, and they pick a guy. And it's not even about the quarterback thing. It's a guy who can't even help the team unless you're on the bench. That's the only way he can take the field is if you're not on.
I wouldn't have liked it either, Chris, but let's not act like this hasn't happened or doesn't happen. Right?
Yeah,
it happened with Aaron Rodgers in the same draft with a first-round draft pick. It happened with Donovan McNabb and Kevin Cobb some 15, however many years before that. So it does happen.
It does happen.
Okay.
But not on a team that – that's a team like the Patriots who won Super Bowls and have that luxury. Not a team like this. That tells me the team has already given up on the next year, and they want another big high draft pick, and they're not going to be any good, and he's going to be running for his life. And
yeah, but
no
wouldn't you agree that the offensive line woes were that a lot of that was injury? Well, at least some of it was injury.
Jason Peters is going to be good again. How many guys have been injured how many times?
Well, I mean, Brandon Brooks.
Seems like Jason Kelce is the only one who doesn't get injured.
Yeah, and he's getting long in the tooth, too. Yeah. I mean, and he's an undersized center to begin with. He's had a miraculous career, but how long is the miracle going to last?
But isn't it like
me that the team had given up. I thought that when the first thing, and I'm not even Carson Wentz. I thought, how the hell can you pick a guy who's not even going to be on the field in the second round? If you're really going with Carson Wentz.
Well, I mean, Chris, it was stupid. Is it trade me worthy? I don't believe it is.
I don't think that was trade me worthy to him. I think the benching was. Him for the rest of the season, I think that's where comes into play at. I think that's where it's like, you know what? You guys are moving on. You basically have signaled to the locker room that this is Jalen's team. Everybody's praising how good of a leader he is and everything else. I'm not about to deal with this again. So you guys can have it. And, again, it's disappointing to me. As a guy who's a Wentz guy, that's disappointing to me. But I can't sit here and act as if that isn't mentally draining year after year after year. Right? I can't act like that's not mentally draining, whether it's the physical part, the rehabbing, trying to get on the same page with your teammates, trying to overcome stigmas about me or about you in the locker room. Like, all those things, it becomes draining, mm-hmm. man, emotionally draining. And coming off a year like this, he's saying, you know what? Yeah, this ain't going to work.
Yeah, he said, oh, I can just say trade me and then I can go to a better situation in mm-hmm. Indianapolis and not have to deal with this anymore.
And by the way, to the point that you're saying that, there's more evidence coming out that he basically let everybody know he's going to Indy.
Yep.
He didn't want to go to another team. So when we wonder why other teams didn't jump in there and offer.
They already knew.
They already knew he wanted to be in Indy.
Yeah, I think it was Peter King that said the Colts were his first, second, and third choice.
Yes.
So Albert Breer of the MMQB, he had a column out today, and it was detailing kind of what went wrong and what happened with Wentz. And one of the things that he wrote was once the season was over – Howie got a call from Carson Wentz's agent that said, yeah, I think it's best that you trade us, that for both parties that were traded. Mm-hmm. And Howie had said, well, I'm not there yet. And then in a subsequent phone call, maybe a week or two later, it was, yeah, we're not changing our mind. This is what we want. So Howie at that point said, all right, I'm still not there yet, but why don't you make a couple phone calls just so we can kind of figure this out. And what do you think the first team he called was?
Oh, Indy.
The Colts, sure. Yes. Because, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that's the perfect situation for him to go.
Once Rivers decided he was going to retire.
And then when the Stafford trade happened and they didn't get Stafford, that's when it was like, all right, well, this is our guy. The Colts say this is our guy now.
Yeah, that's probably when the Colts got in on him. But he was probably already eyeing the Colts situation.
Just waiting to see.
Yeah, hoping that. Once Rivers retired, now he wants to go there.
Do you think if the Colts have gotten Stafford, Wentz would still be here?
It's a possibility, yes.
Or does he go to the Bears? It seemed like that he was out.
Yeah, I think he was out.
I think he was out too.
Yeah, but to Jack's question, where would he have been okay to go? Right? Meaning, the problem is the Eagles weren't looking to trade him.
Right.
So would he be saying, okay, get me anywhere?
Yeah, now does the agent call Bill Belichick and say, hey, Bill, listen. Mm-hmm. Does he call, I don't even know who at this point, because the Raiders are going to apparently re-sign
or
Derek
Washington
Carr. Does he call other teams now saying, listen, what do you think?
He's available, yeah.
Right, I mean, that's when it becomes the agent's job. Now you've got to figure out somewhere for him to go.
It was clear the agent had to make sure that Indy was interested.
Yeah, I agree with you. He was
had
out.
To make sure that Indy was interested.
Let's go to Lisa in Northeast Philly. Lisa, go ahead. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
All right. Hey, I'm angry at Carson. Okay. All he had to do was accept that we drafted a backup quarterback because we were in need of one because when was the last time Carson played a whole season healthy, if ever?
That's a great point. I mean, I think two out of his five seasons, he's played a full season.
You know, I mean, I just recall him getting hurt. It's, you know, we were protecting our backs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not our fault that he had a crappy year. And oh, sorry, you had to get benched. But like, every after game, you're saying, oh, I got to do better. I got to do better. I got to do better. Well, you didn't do better. You just continued going downhill. Mm-hmm. Sorry, dude, but that's the way life is.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Lisa, I think you have a fair point about why Jalen Hurts was drafted. I've always said I understand the pick from the standpoint of wanting to have an affordable backup quarterback on your team. I wouldn't have taken him in the second round. Mm. Because I think once you take a backup quarterback that high, people begin to speculate that you don't take a backup in the second round. You take a future starter in the second round. So had you taken him in the fourth round or any quarterback in the fourth round, I don't think this is an issue. I don't think Wentz calls you or is upset about a quarterback in the fourth round. Did Carson get upset when you drafted Clayton Thorson?
No, probably not.
Well, he probably checked the tape and said, I'm good here.
So when you take him that high, you got to anticipate this is going to happen. But I understand from the Eagles' perspective that Lisa's right. The injury factor, ending the season or finishing the season, those things are real. Those things are real. The only problem is when you take one in the second round that's that good, you leave for speculation.
Yep. I really think
– including from him.
A lot of it is Howie outsmarting himself and looking at what the Eagles did with Kevin Cobb and being able to trade him – right, like they not Kevin Cobb. Who am I thinking? Yeah, Kevin Cobb. They were able to trade Kevin Cobb and get draft picks and get a starter back. They were able to take AJ Feely and get a second round draft pick for him. They were able to develop a cheaper backup. And by the way, they probably liked the kid a lot too, and thought he could be a good hedge against Carson Wentz injury or something else.
Yes.
The one thing they didn't factor was exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's something we factored.
Yeah, I actually
not
didn't,
like this.
Yeah. My whole point about it being a wasted pick was the guy is going to play so well that he's never going to play.
Right.
That's why it's a wasted pick.
I think what we said was you're almost rooting for Carson Wentz to get hurt so you can be proven that this guy's a good backup quarterback.
And that's just not good karma.
No, it's not.
Well, especially for a roster as bad as the Eagles. Like, to take a backup
quarterback in the second round. And that's the other thing, fellas.
That's really the thing.
The other parts of the roster start falling apart also. Especially on that side of the ball.
It's not like they couldn't have gotten help all over the place, right? I mean, it's honestly the same thing with the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love, right? Like, they're set with wide receivers. They have a couple good running backs. You don't think they could use another corner?
Oh, yeah.
Or another pass rusher or somebody like that? I mean, geez.
Well, Aaron sometimes acts like he doesn't like all his wideouts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can never get.
He seemingly wants another wide receiver. He only threw 48 touchdowns, man.
215.
We'll take Devontae Adams.
Well, I think he likes him.
Yeah, definitely. I would.
Yes, those other guys.
But he's always got some kind of
Valdez Scantling. I don't think he likes him.
He's got the hyphenated guys. The Lazard I like a lot,
like
but he can't stay healthy.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Carson Wentz, the newness of the trade is over. Now how do you feeling about it? Are you understanding that he wanted out, or are you mad like me? I woke up this morning, I was reading all the articles, and I'm just like, man, this dude, really? Like he just wanted to be traded, really? Oh, coming up next, we announce the Levi for who is the best 76er since 2000.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is it Embiid? Is it Iverson?
It's funny to me, too.
Is it Iguodala? It's definitely not Iguodala. It's either Embiid or Iverson. We're going to give you the results next and decide if the voters got it right or if they got it wrong.
Ben Simmons is not in here.
He.
That's a little disrespectful.
Wow.
A little bit.
No, it's
That's
not.
A little disrespectful.
Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP. The Levi for best 76er coming up next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.